If you love chilling mysteries, unsolved cases, and a touch of mom-style humor, Moms and Mysteries is the podcast you've been searching for. Hey guys, I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa. Join us every Tuesday for Moms and Mysteries, your gateway to gripping, well-researched true crime stories. Each week, we deep dive into a variety of mind-boggling cases as we shed light on everything from heists to whodunits. We're your go-to podcast for mysteries with a motherly touch. Subscribe now to Moms and Mysteries wherever you get your podcasts.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3605. For my part, at least, as opposed to yesterday when we were talking about the May the 12th Be With You animated short that debuted on Disney Plus, the one that the fine folks at Disney debuted on May the 4th itself, which was the How Not to Draw R2-D2 episode, yeah, that was actually really fun and worth watching multiple times. So we're going to talk briefly about what I liked best about that. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this show possible for you every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. Now, yesterday we were talking about the May the 12th Be With You animated short and how it kind of fell short for me on some level, or a couple of levels actually. But there was another animated short that's Lucasfilm related that came out this month, and it actually came out on May the 4th, but it didn't come out on the Disney Plus service. It's actually on the Disney Channel's YouTube channel. It's part of a series that they do called How Not to Draw, which is a drawing tutorial parody where you have animators' hands working on stuff, but then the characters that they're drawing sort of come to life and create chaos. So, things that I thought were particularly awesome about it. Number one, they got Mark Hamill and Anthony Daniels to do voices for this short. So Mark Hamill is the voice of the animator, the person who's drawing, and C-3PO is one of the characters that gets drawn because apparently you can't draw R2-D2 without also drawing C-3PO. But the drawing doesn't get far because Jawas show up and steal C-3PO's head. Like, his head is the first thing that gets drawn. So this put me in mind of Attack of the Clones and all the terrible things that happen to C-3PO on Geonosis and all the puns that result. So yeah, I just kept thinking of R2-D2 shooting a magnetic cable at 3PO's head and dragging him, and Anthony Daniels going, "This is such a drag!" I think I was groaning in the theaters when I saw this back in 2002, and here we are 22 years later, and now I just think it's pretty funny. I don't know, I guess the dad jokes grew on me. And the way the Jawas get the 3PO head away from R2 and the animator is by slinging some silly putty at it, like a sticky grappling hook, basically. And when they get it, you see the little container that the silly putty came out of. Now, if you are familiar with silly putty, you know that it's in an egg, and they made the egg a bright yellow. So it was a great little callback to the Mandalorian episode, the second episode where they made the Mandalorian go get the egg from the Mudhorn's cave. There's a moment where the Jawas, who are appearing all over the animator's workspace, show up near a copy of the script. And when you actually look at this script, it's the script for the animated short that you're watching right there. And it has a moment where C-3PO is calling R2-D2 a nitwit, which of course is right on par with C-3PO being the insult king of Star Wars, as we've talked about on the podcast before. And actually, one of the earliest episodes, we talked about him and Princess Leia being the insult king and queen of Star Wars. And then there's a moment where R2-D2 loses the 3PO head after getting it back, but then manages to snatch one of the Jawas' robes off of that Jawa, and the Jawa has that kind of moment of being naked and going, ah, like in covering his unmentionables, if you will. And that put me in mind, again, of The Mandalorian and how Pelimato apparently had some kind of relationship with the Jawa. Was talking about them being very fuzzy. And there's more, of course, but yeah, I ultimately was really surprised. I thought that I was going to like the Simpsons short a lot and that I would be pleasantly amused by the how not to draw situation. And it turned out that it was an entire reversal. And yeah, I had problems with the Simpsons short, as I talked about yesterday too. This how not to draw segment though, yeah, 10 out of 10, no notes, really enjoyed it and watched it multiple times looking for more and more details, because yeah, I was sure that I was missing something, and yes, picked up stuff on multiple viewings. So I will link it in the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes as well, so you can check it out too. I definitely think it's worth your time. And that's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy A Daily Dose of Star Wars Joy, I hope you'll consider sharing it with other folks who might like A Daily Dose of Star Wars Joy as well. You can do that with, you know, social media and in person and with algorithms and ratings and reviews and likes and subscribes and follows and joins. You know, all that stuff works. And you can even help me create and produce this podcast on a daily basis. And it doesn't take much, but you know, the more people that help, the easier it gets. And you can learn more about that at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.